welcome to this special holiday broadcast of The Secrets of the Christmas Star, brought to you by NameYourGalaxy.com. NameYourGalaxy.com sponsors these broadcasts as well as other science education outreach programs of Windowpane Observatory. Located 80 miles southeast of Kitt Peak Observatory, the National Observatory of the United States in southern Arizona. In this series of broadcasts, I will take you on an astronomical adventure of biblical proportions that will explain from a purely scientific point of view just what the Star of Bethlehem could have been. About every 5 days until Christmas of 2006, I will broadcast another episode of the show that should increase your understanding about the biblical history of the star and teach some basic astronomy as well. If you can't wait for the last episode airing just before Christmas Day, go to ChristmasStarSecrets.com or NameYourGalaxy.com and you can listen to or download all 5 segments of the program. In either case, I hope you enjoy our cosmic exploration of the secrets of the Christmas Star. Was the Star of Bethlehem a grand conjunction of Venus and Jupiter in the constellation Leo? We have spent the last 4 programs deducing when Christ was born and eliminating most of the common transient cosmic phenomena that might have appeared as a star in the east to the 3 wise men, the Magi. We're now down to the single most likely cosmic event that coincides with what we know from the Bible. A grand, repeating conjunction of Venus and Jupiter in the constellation Leo. To the early Israelites, Leo was a constellation of great astrological significance and considered a sacred part of the sky. A very close conjunction of Venus and Jupiter would have been visible in the eastern dawn sky of the Middle East from about 3:45 to 5:20 a.m. on August 12, 3 B.C. When they first emerged above the eastern horizon, the 2 planets were separated by only about 2/5 of the moon's apparent diameter, or 12 minutes of arc. For comparison, consider the separation of the stars Mizar and Alcor in the handle of the Big Dipper is also 12 minutes. You can see that separation easily with binoculars. Planets this close are very striking if they don't differ too much in brightness. Incidentally, St. Matthew wrote that the Magi stated in their meeting with King Herod, "We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." It has never been clear if they saw the star in the eastern sky or if they saw it from the east. The fact that the August 12, 3 BC conjunction of Venus and Jupiter occurred in the eastern sky and also may have started the Magi on their journey from the east to Bethlehem means that both bases are covered with their statement reported by St. Matthew to King Herod. Venus ultimately vanished into the glare of the sun, while Jupiter and Leo remained in the night sky during the next 10 months. During this time, a number of additional planetary conjunctions took place, all of which would have been of great importance to the priest astrologers of the time. Then, during June of 2 BC, as Jupiter and the stars of Leo begin to sink into the western evening twilight, Venus once again returns to the same region of the sky for an even more spectacular encore. The Magi certainly would have especially taken note that on the evening of June 17th, Jupiter and Venus appeared even closer together than they did in the dawn skies of the previous August. As the planets slowly descended from the horizon, they got closer and closer together. Finally, at 8:30 p.m. local time, they drew to within a mere 0.6 of an arc minute of each other, while appearing to hover 15 degrees above the western horizon. To the Magi, the 2 brightest planets must have appeared to coalesce into one and glowed before them like a dazzling beacon over Judea. Eyeglasses were many centuries in the future, so only people with perfect eyes would have seen the planets separated. Astronomy can tell us that all these planetary conjunctions indeed occurred, but whether anyone actually observed them, and if any of these actually sent the Magi on their historic journey, are all matters for conjecture. And finally, was the Star of Bethlehem truly a miracle star? Indeed, a star of stars appearing just once in the history of man? Reaching a conclusion on this subject is not easy, for any natural theory for the Star of Bethlehem can only be, at best, just an educated guess. Perhaps this is a mystery that modern science can never truly unravel. Astronomy has taken us as far as it can go. The final decision is yours alone. Thanks for joining me on this astronomical odyssey. For more information, visit ChristmasStarSecrets.com. This program was funded in part from your generous contributions to NameYourGalaxy.com. Real galaxies named after you by real astronomers at Windowpane Observatory. Give the gift that lasts longer than forever by calling 505-463-8360 or visiting NameYourGalaxy.com.